President-elect Joe Biden delivered a nationwide address on this Thanksgiving Eve. News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds live in our newsroom now with a closer look. Dean?
Joe, as he wished the nation he will soon lead a happy Thanksgiving, President-elect Joe Biden was optimistic but also realistic about the widespread virus and the urgent need for all Americans to unite against it.
It's divided us, angered us, set us against one another. I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other.
While President Trump continues to dispute the election results with unproven accusations of widespread voter fraud, Mr. Biden attempted to don the mantle of leadership with this speech. Delivered in measured tones, barely above a whisper at times, he said grim truths will lead to a brighter future.
Many local health systems are at risk of being overwhelmed. That's the plain and simple truth. Nothing made up, it's real. And I believe you always deserve to hear the truth from your president.
The president-elect promised several steps from day one of his presidency: more testing, stricter isolation of those who fall ill, more protective gear for businesses and schools, and clear guidance on how to best keep them open. He also pointed out that the federal government has great power, which he will use against the virus.
But the federal government can't do this alone. Each of us has a responsibility in our own lives to do what we can do to slow the virus.
He spoke of the need to follow the guidelines still ignored by many, to wear masks, to social distance, and to limit the size of group settings. And he referred to real, tangible hope that vaccines will help stop the viral spread. He predicted the bitter aftermath of the campaign will give way to what he called a year of light and unity.
Why do I think so? Because America is a nation not of adversaries, but of neighbors. Not of limitations, but of possibilities. Not of dreams deferred, but of dreams realized.
Better days, he said, lie ahead.
So hang on. Don't let yourself surrender to the fatigue, which I understand it is real fatigue. I know we can and we will beat this virus. America's not going to lose this war.
Mr. Biden said his countrymen should be thankful this year to live in a democracy where more than 150 million people freely voted. And he said the verdict of those voters is clear. Americans, he said, want solutions, not shouting, reason, not hyper-partisanship, light, not heat.